Welcome back to episode 3 of the Lash Base podcast. We have a good one for you today. The topic, pre-made fans. We are going to go through the pros, the cons, and the effect it is having on the industry as a whole. We are going to get deep into it and leave you with some questions. And also, if you make it to the end of this podcast, we have a very nice giveaway for you. Right, let's do this. Right, we're going to get started by saying we are back to talk about pre-made fans, and I am here with Amy. How are you feeling this time round, episode 3?
It doesn't get any easier. I'm still not wanting to do this.
Oh, okay, right, I'm going to take over then on the talking. Firstly, before we go into like the pros and the cons, and if you should or shouldn't be using pre-made fans, I need to explain something about pre-made fans, and that is about 2 years ago, there was absolutely no choice. The choices were limited to one or two different types or styles, and they were both terrible. However, in today's market, it has evolved so much that you have a lot of different choices, which if you weren't aware of this, I just want to explain what you can get when it comes to pre-made fans so you know potentially what it is that you're going to be looking for. So firstly, we can talk about the base style of pre-made fans. So did you know with bases, you can actually get three different types. You can get pre-glued. And again, if you're getting pre-glued bases, then there could either be lightly or heavily glued. So that's number one. You can get heat bonded, which number two. And then again, with heat bonded, they could be stuck really, really tight at the base, or they could be quite loosely heat bonded, which means they may fall apart when you're picking them up. And number three, and becoming less and less available on the market, are the just simply pre-fanned on a strip. So there is no glue whatsoever on these, which does mean that you can only use them as a volume trained lash artist. So that's just the base styles alone. And then if you go into the different root or stem, whatever you want to call them, options, you can get a long root, you can get a short root, and both of those will give different appearances when you use them. So long root are often good, or long stem are often good for if you've got a client with lots of natural lashes, because it can create a thick, dense look along the lash line that often gives that sort of mega volume style, whereas the short root are often great for covering up gaps or clients with weaker or less natural lashes, sparse lashes, and they give a more fluffy, natural appearance. So again, done the base, done the root or stem, and then also you always have the choice of the width of the fan, the narrow, wide, and then everywhere in between. So I've already explained in the last minute how many different styles and choices that you have available to you with pre-made fans, which means that firstly, the argument of you cannot personalize a set of pre-made fans and lashes is now obsolete, because there is such a choice that you definitely can, although it would definitely cost you a lot of money. So they are the types of pre-made fans that are available on the market right now. And now we'll move on to who can actually use pre-made fans.
Well, this is a question we get asked quite a lot, actually. And the answer is quite straightforward. You've got to be trained in lashes.
Yeah, this is a one I find really weird, actually. And again, I'd love your opinion on this. And so pre-made fans are technically volume lashes, right?
Yeah.
Yet you only need to be classic qualified to be able to apply pre-made fans. Now, I get that most of them on the market are like lightly glued, which means that the application techniques is often a classic technique. However, there are certain things that you get taught in volume training that would also be applicable to pre-made fans. And it worries me that you can just take a lash course in individual classic eyelash extensions and then go ahead and just crack on with pre-made fans.
So do you think there should be a course for pre-made fans?
I'm not sure. I'm aware of a few that do go on, are being run at the moment, a few pre-made courses, but they're not requirements. They're not necessary. Like, you don't have to take them to be able to use them. So yeah, it'd be interesting. We're going to, once this goes live, we're going to put on our Instagram stories a little question box, and we really want to get your opinions on what qualification level do you think should be required to use pre-made fans. So your choices really are, you can just be classic trained because the application method is classic? Or should you have to be volume qualified to be able to use them because of the extra education and knowledge you need in volume lashes? Or should there be specific pre-made volume courses available and you must pass one of those before you can use pre-made fans? So that's going to be the first question of the day, actually. And we are going to go straight into now the pros and the cons and lots of different opinions on pre-made fans, because we know that this one is such a hot topic. And we want to try and give you six or seven positives, six or seven negatives, and then you can make a more informed decision on what your opinion is and maybe change your mind or even confirm what you already thought. So, right. We're going to start with the positives or the pros first. So we're going to rattle through as many as we can quickly think of off the top of our head and then move on to the cons, because it's easier for us to try and tell you all the positives first and then go into the negatives. So, right, Amy, first up, put you on the spot. Name a positive for pre-made fans.
Okay, so the one I can think of straight off is that they are time-saving. They're made for you already, so all you have to do is place them on the lash
rather than spending lots of time making them. Yeah, so that's good, positive. Okay, my turn. I am gonna go with something along the same lines as that, and they are brilliant for if the client can't lie down for a long period of time for various reasons, but if you need to get them in or you don't have enough time but you could squeeze them in, you can give them a volume look in a shorter time. Mm-hmm. Or if they can't lie down for, I know that's pretty similar to what you've just said.
Yeah.
But yeah, go on then, your turn, go.
Oh, fiddly inners.
Yes, good.
Great
one.
For
good
the inners, yeah.
Yeah, that's true, because they can be a pain in the ass, can't they? Yeah, okay, my turn. I will go with sort of fiddly inners. So as I've just been talking about, classic trained artists can actually manage to give their clients a volume look when they're not volume qualified. So that is seen as a positive by people that are not volume qualified. Your turn.
They're all the same width, so they are going to be, what am I trying to say?
They're evenly spread
evenly
fans.
Evenly spread, that's it.
I'm going to steal that one for you. Evenly spread fans, yeah, that's true, because they are all obviously already made, depending on what you've picked, your narrow fan, your wide fan, or whatever it is. So, yeah. And then lastly, they're easy to apply, because if they're lightly glued, you can just pick them up, put them on like you would a classic lash, as long as your isolation obviously is okay.
Yeah.
Then they're pretty easy. So I would say that is, how many is that? So what do? We did time saving, great for clients, can't lie down, fiddly inners, classic, sounds ridiculous, fiddly inners, classic trained artists, evenly spread fans, and the last one was easy to apply. So they are the pros, or the positives are six.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's try that again. Let's talk about the negatives, okay, the cons of pre-made fans. So I'm going to start with, because I know this is a big con or a big negative to pre-made fans, they are bloody expensive. They cost a lot more than if you were just making your own. So that is going to be negative number one. They do cost more.
But to be fair, someone is sitting there making your fans for you.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Okay. Your turn.
Let's think. So you can't wrap.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. However, I'm going to come back at you from that one. I know a lot of the big lash names that also a lot of other people will know. They do not use a volume technique in which they wrap the lashes around the natural. They do, it's called crystallizing, mm-hmm, isn't it? So what they do is they pretty much, I think they, Sandra from Lash 411 actually coined the term pro making. So it's like pre-made fans, but you actually make your own ones anyway. So you pre-make your own fans. So in other words, what's the difference between these pre-made ones or the pro-made ones? Maybe the bases. But anyway, so a negative,
good
point. You can't wrap. Yeah. So that was yours. That's two. Third one. I know I started this podcast off by saying that this can't be used, but it's the only one I can think of at this second, and that is you can't personalize a set of pre-made fans like you can a handmade. And the reason I say that's a negative is because you can personalize pre-made lashes. However, you would need to spend hundreds and hundreds of pounds to be able to have every single style available to you to actually make a proper personalized set. Whereas if you're just hand making, you can use one tray of lashes and make any kind of short stem, long stem, wide fan, narrow fan, and then obviously your mix lengths as well. So that would be my negative. So Amy, your turn.
I just thought of a good one actually. They have quite a bad reputation in the lash world sometimes.
Yeah, okay. So that means if you're using them, you say it's a negative because other lash artists might think badly of you. Absolutely. Or something, and that then affects what the lash... Okay, yeah, that's a good one. I think, and this is quite a big one, that it could hinder the learning and ongoing education and affect the actual art of making handmade fans. Volume lashing is such an art, and if you're making pre-made fans all the time, or if you're using pre-made fans, sorry, then you may lose that special technique. So that's my one. And how many is that then? So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And to make that the sixth con, the quality of like the pre-made fans are hit and miss, really, depending on where you get them from. Obviously not with lash base.
Yeah, this is the thing. Where, obviously buy lash base. Is that ASMR? Is that what I was just doing?
I don't know.
Can you hear me, everybody? Okay, yeah, we're going to leave that in, though, just for you guys. Right, so, yeah, the quality is hit and miss. And where we're at the moment in the industry with pre-made fans, this will change, is we've gone from everyone having absolutely terrible pre-made fans to there actually being really good ones on the market. The problem is that there is now a mix of good and bad. So if you don't buy them from the right place, you can actually end up with some that are not fit for purpose, that are like the old school style, and which is what gives them the bad name that they do. So six pros, six cons, and that leads us to question number two of the day. What is your current opinion on pre-made fans? That is going to be the next one. Do you like them or don't you like them? Give us your best pro or your best con, and we'll share our favourite ones on our Instagram story. So moving on, I think what we'll go through now is a couple of very important and thought-provoking questions that we either get asked ourselves, and there are sometimes more than one answer depending on which side of the fence you sit for these questions. So we're going to start asking some questions.
In this section, I'm going to ask the questions and you are going to answer these, Jamie.
Yeah,
you
sounds good to me.
I don't really like talking.
Okay, but I will. I'm going to answer these questions as I'm going to try and give as many opinions that I've heard rather than just try and push my own agenda or my own opinions. I want to give as many different sides of it as I can to the questions you're going to ask.
Okay.
And then hopefully whoever's listening can then make their own mind up and decide what the answer to the question that Amy is asking is themselves as well. So, right, I'm ready. Go.
Okay. Questions. So, will it cheapen the industry if clients aren't paying for the experience and skill of a handmade?
Okay, right. Question number one then. I would say, just so everyone knows what that question really means, is although pre-made fans do cost more money to buy, a lot of lash artists believe they should be you should charge less because it takes less time, there's less skill involved. So it kind of takes away, does it take away from the luxury of the experience and the treatment, which then could potentially contribute to the price issue that we talked about in episode two, because instead of having to pay lots of money for handmade 3 hours worth of so much of your mastery and artistry, instead clients are just going to want quick, easy lash appointments. And could that cheapen the industry? They are my points of view. It is up to you to answer that one, I would say.
In that case then, how would you price a set of pre-mades?
Okay, well, again, instead of literally directly answering this question, I'm going to put it this way. So it's more expensive to buy pre-mades, but it's quicker and takes less skill. So some people are saying that you should charge less than you do a handmade volume set because it takes less skill.
Yeah.
However, other people say, yeah, but I've paid twice as much or three times as much, like per fan, as you would. So then therefore they should cost more so I can cover my costs as a business. I think in my opinion, I'll give my opinion on this one, I think it is completely up to you, the lash artist. You can charge, the price is something, it shouldn't be what all the materials cost. It shouldn't be about your time. It's about really the value of it and what people are prepared to pay. So I think it's completely up to you how you charge. And if someone's happy to pay the price that you're saying you'll do a set of pre-mades for, then I think that is definitely the right answer.
So we've discussed pricing. Now, this is another question that we get asked quite a lot. How should you advertise pre-made fans?
How should you advertise them? This one really, really angers some people. So instead of making anybody any more angry, I will give the two different main opinions that we get when we're asked this question, or that we see online. Mm-hmm. And it'd be really interesting. In fact, we'll put this one up on our Instagram stories as well, because I definitely would love to get your opinion on this. And that is these two options. Number one, some people say that you should definitely state that they are pre-mades to clients and when advertising the lashes. Number two is that you shouldn't have to state anything, as it makes no difference to the client, and all they really care about is if they're going to have nice lashes at the end of the treatment. So why should you have to explain the products or the style that you're using? So that is they're the two main ones. We're going to put this one out there. We would definitely love your opinion on this one. So this is another one, although it will be on Instagram stories, if you're listening to this over 24 hours after this podcast has gone live, please still get involved in our Team Lash Base Facebook group when we share this in there, and let us know your opinion on this, because this one is a very hot topic when it comes to advertising pre-made fans.
I feel like I'm saying this quite a lot, but we get so many questions about pre-made fans on our social media platforms. But it is, again, another question that we get asked a lot, and it's, do pre-made fans last as long as handmade fans?
Okay, yeah. Yes, this is a question that we get all the time. It's not even that. We get, do pre-made fans last as long as classic lashes? Do pre-made fans last as long as flat lashes? And any variant of that question. And I'm going to have to put this answer out there. And this one is, I'd say, my opinion, but I'm convinced that this is a fact. So I'm going to put my neck on the line for this one. And to answer the question, and everybody listening, I'm sure you'll be nodding your head when you hear this. The idea of lash extensions, no matter if you're applying classic, volume, pre-made, flat lashes, cashmere lashes, whatever you want, whatever you're applying, the idea is to attach that lash extension to a natural lash and bond it well enough that it will only fall out when the natural lash falls out, because of the normal natural lash cycle. So if you apply any lashes correctly by getting a good bond, good clean application, correct weight because of looking after lash health, then that lash will stay there all the way until the natural lash falls out. And that's why clients need their lashes doing again and again, because their lashes do fall out. So if you apply a pre-made fan and stick to all of those rules, application, lash health, the right bond, the right technique, the right environmental conditions, the right products, everything, that lash is going to be there until the natural lash falls out. So if that's the case, then yes, they will last. Pre-made fans will last as long as handmade fans. Doesn't matter if you're wrapping them, if you're placing them, stacking them, whatever you're doing, if they're done correctly, the idea of lash extensions in itself is to last as long as that natural lash will allow. So this is another one which we're obviously not on the subject of this right now. We're talking about pre-mades, but then when it comes to adhesive, when people question the quality of the retention of an adhesive, and they start quoting things that definitely aren't true because of the natural lash cycle. So going back to this, my answer after I've waffled on, Amy, is pre-made fans do last as long as handmade fans. They last as long as classic lashes. They last as long as flat lashes if applied correctly.
I agree with you there, Jamie. It's a good point. Next question is, why are people so against pre-made fans?
Okay, so I'm going to move back to be a bit more diplomatic, and I'm going to answer this question. I'm going to answer this question again trying to cover as many of the bases as possible. So thinking, putting myself in other people's shoes. If I was, for example, if I was a lash artist, if I was a lash trainer, if I any position within the industry, I've tried to think, why is it that people are scared or, sorry, why are people against pre-made fans? And there's the main point in all of it, obviously, people don't like change. It's pre-made fans could be seen as a threat to the way things are done and have always been done. And in all honesty, this is true. It's an evolution of industry that could potentially affect so many sectors of the lash industry. So if I go through a few of them, trying to point out what people might think as a negative for pre-made fans and why they're so against them. I'll start with, say, trainers. So this could actually happen. Trainers, especially those that are like volume master trainers and they teach advanced volume techniques and courses, trainers could actually start to lose business because there will be less demand for this high-end volume training if pre-made fans are as good as the real deal, when they are as good as the real deal. People are just going to want the speed and convenience rather than having to do the proper technique. So that is definitely one point of view from the trainers. I'd say moving on to being a lash artist, you might lose business because the thing is, if pre-mades become a massive thing, then they're going to be easy to do. People are going to then want to jump on board. People won't have the same amount of passion for volume lashing as is required right now, which means there's going to be more competition. More competition means that there is the potential that you will have less clients. So I can see why people could be against it there. If we're talking more on the sides of lash brands, people like Lashbase, for example, we might be affected due to a change in customer buying habits. If customers want more pre-mades, they might stop buying some of our other products, and everything could change there. The way we do our business will have to change. So yeah, I can see why people might believe that too. And then even the industry as a whole, just the whole industry could be negatively impacted, just because if there's going to be an increase in the quality of pre-made fans, and if you only need to be classic qualified and you don't necessarily get that knowledge and education and experience in volume lashing, the whole industry could suddenly be therefore less educated, which will cause more problems in itself. So I absolutely understand why people are against it or scared. However, it's just not necessarily a view that I believe needs to be a view.
Well, in that case then, Jamie, one last question for you. Why shouldn't you be against or scared of pre-mades?
Okay, in that case, on the flip side of all of that, I would say change is good. All it means is it's opening up opportunities that didn't exist before. I could name you two or three different companies or brands or people that have absolutely transformed their lives all thanks to pre-mades. They've created big businesses from it. They've become well known for it. They saw the opportunity, they used it for good, and they're now really, really doing good things. So I think change is always good. And also to add to that, industry evolution's always going to happen. It's going to continue to happen. Maybe in 2 or 3 years' time, there's going to be another product that we all decide that we don't like. But there's no fight in it. I remember when it was only maybe a year or two ago that people said mega volume would never catch on. That in itself is still growing. Much like pre-mades, people said pre-mades weren't going to be a thing. They're just getting better and better. And I think that they're only going to continue to get better. And although I've already explained some of the negatives that may come from pre-made lashes being so good, because it is going to impact them, I don't think that change could be a bad thing. And I think it needs to be embraced. Instead of looking at it as like a negative point of view, trying to understand more about it and then work with it, you're probably going to be far better off in your business than if you try and fight against it. Also, handmade volume is not going anywhere. There's always, or there will for now anyway, there's going to be a demand for handmade volume. There's an art mastery to handmade volume that I don't think is going to go anywhere. And if you can still continue to have that as your niche that you offer, there will be people out there that want that special and specific crafted quality. So I don't think that just because pre-mades are getting better, or just because pre-mades are around, means that handmade volume suddenly going to stop, because I don't think it will. And then at the end of the day, if you don't like pre-mades, that's completely fine. This industry is built on personal preference. If everyone liked the same thing, there would only be like one company and a bunch of products that are all exactly the same, and everyone will be buying them. However, that doesn't exist. There are hundreds of glues, hundreds of tweezers, hundreds of lash brands. They all sell different things. Everyone says that the one that they use is their favorite, and that's because everybody's completely different. So I do believe that if you don't like pre-mades, fair enough, fair play, carry on doing you. If you do like pre-mades, that's great, you carry on doing you as well. So they're not here. Pre-mades are not, were not invented to cause problems or to negatively impact you. They were created to try and make a job easier. They were created to create less friction between you, your job, and your client, and then the money that you're going to make. So they were actually, they've been invented to help. So you need to stop thinking negatively about pre-mades. Try and embrace them. Try and learn a little bit more about them. Understand that they're going to be here, and they're going to stay here, and they're going to continue to improve. And if you don't like them, that's completely fine. But I'd say that is, again, I've waffled on for about 3 minutes on this, and that is probably my reason why you should not be against or scared of pre-mades.
Okay, that's the end of the questions. I didn't realise Jamie was going to go on for so long, to be honest.
Yeah, sorry, everyone.
I'll give him a bit of a breather. I just wanted to lighten the mood, I guess, a little bit, and announce that we are going to be doing a giveaway from this episode. All you need to do is share our podcast, or that you've listened to it, over on Instagram stories, tagging both at Lashbase Jamie and at Lashbase Amy. And one listener will be picked at random, and the winner will be announced on the episode next week, next Monday. I actually won't be here to record that one. I'm going to be sunning myself on holiday.
Yeah. I'm interrupting you here. Yeah, Amy's going away on holiday, which means episode 4 will be only me. You're going to have to listen to go on and on. But the winner of the giveaway is going to get £50 worth of pre-made fans. Nice. Yes, exciting. So just to repeat what Amy said, share the
just
podcast.
Just because he likes the sound of his own voice.
Yeah. You notice if you listen to the episodes, we sort of have a battle for who says the last words. So yeah, go
it'll
listen.
Be me.
So share the podcast on Instagram stories. Tag both of us. I am at @lashbase_Jamie and Amy is at @lashbase_Amy. We will
you
then
are just repeating what I said.
We're gonna pick one person to win on Monday, and they win £50 worth of pre-mades. But that is it for episode number 3 on pre-made fans. I hope that has given you more of an opinion on pre-made fans, or in a more open mind to give them a go, or to understand that they're going to be around for a little bit longer, whether you like it or not. And to be honest, whether you like it or not is completely fine. You're allowed to. You can have an opinion. It's all personal preference. So I'm going to say goodbye now, and Amy's going to go off in the sunshine whilst we sat here in the rain. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.